Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Today we are interviewing Tina Andersen-Vågnes, who is an activist at the Young Friends of the Earth Norway. Tina, thank you very much for speaking with Real World Radio today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting on top of a drilling rig on the Engebø Mountain. And waiting for the police to arrive. We don't know how long we'll be able to sit here before the police come. They usually come after a few hours. But we're okay. They have turned off the machine. And now we're just... We'll just sit here and wait and look at the view.
Okay, so you're actually... You are actually chained to the machine right now.
Yes.
Okay. How many other activists are there that are taking action today?
We're two people sitting on this rig and then two on the other rig. So that's two rigs on the mountain. Four activists today. And also we have four people with us on the mountain who are not going to be arrested or helping us taking photos and talking to the police when they come, making sure we're okay.
Okay. And how long has this been going on? I believe I've read it's been more than 10 days so far.
Yeah. We have been here for almost 3 weeks now. On Sunday, it will be 3 weeks since we started the blockade. We started by blocking the road almost 3 weeks ago, stopped them from bringing equipment up the mountain. And then for over 2 weeks, we have been going up every day on the mountain, chaining ourselves to the machine for doing the drilling.
Okay. And we actually did do an interview before with Friends of the Earth Norway about, this was the end of November 2014, and I believe it was with the same mining company, Nordic Mining. Can you tell us what has actually happened since then and how is the current situation different?
Yeah, since then, Nordic Mining has been given permission to dump the waste in the fjord by the government. We now learn that it has been approved again in government. We had sent the complaint to the government and the king, and then that complaint was processed today. And since then, they have started test drilling right now, 3 weeks ago, which they are doing for 8 weeks onward. So they're doing test drilling to get more investors for the project. They're losing money every day by not being able to drill. And also, it has been a really slow process for them. So the company is trying to get more money to run the mine eventually.
Okay, and with this test drilling that they're doing, can you let us know how does it affect the environment? What are the impacts on the environment?
With the test drilling, they're drilling over 40 holes, I think, in the mountain, about 6,000 meters in total. So the test drilling itself isn't very big, but it's the start of the mine. The test drilling allows them to get more so-called information about what's inside the mountain, about the mineral rutile, and allows them basically to gather more money. So the real building of the mine won't start for at least a year, but this is the start. This is the beginning of the building, basically.
Right. And if this project were to go through and real mining were to start, can you let us know how it would impact the local communities and the biodiversity?
Yeah. the plan they have for the mine is an open pit mine for the first 15 years, where they're going to remove the top of the mountain, basically. And then after the 15 years, they say they're going to use they're going to dig down and have a closed mine. But we don't know. And they say the mine will be open for about 50 years. During those 50 years, they will dump 4 million tons of waste in the fjord every year, 250 tons at least over the 50 years, which will massively affect the biodiversity in the area. The whole mountain will be changed forever since they are blowing the top off. There will be an open pit mine. Also, they're going to have, there's a small valley next to the mountain, which they're going to fill up with waste and also fill the rest in the fjord. And the fjord is basically a spawning area for cod and salmon and a lot of endangered species. Also a place where people fish for a living. So the local community will definitely be affected by it. The small village Vevring, which is underneath the mountain, are strongly opposed to the mine. That's basically 250 people who are fearing for the future. Many people say they're going to move away if the mine is being built because they won't stand to see the mountain they love and the fjord they love being destroyed by the mine. Okay. So people are actually considering to move away because of the mine.
And there is also indigenous communities that are living in this around this area as well. Is that correct? The Sami people?
No, but that's another mining project and a different fjord in the north of Norway, Rattafjord, where Nussir, a new mining company, also planned to run an open mine. They have also gotten permission from the government to start. But there, the indigenous Sami people will be massively affected, where they're herding reindeer and also Sami communities of fish are going to be affected by that mine. So that's another mine, but there are two large mines, harmful mines, planned at the moment in Norway using the same method to dump waste in the fjord.
Okay. Okay, we at Real World Radio, we stand in solidarity with you and your fellow activists to protect Norway's fjords, and we really wish you good luck, and we look forward to hearing any updates. Thank you so much, Tina, for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.